Take your business to the next level in just 10 minutes a day.
Just 10 minutes a day. That's less time than it takes to enjoy a cup of coffee.
You're tuned in to the 10-Minute Marketer.
10-Minute Marketer.
With David Pollack and Lisa Davis.
You know, we talk a lot about content marketing, and I've got to steal the quote is how I want to open the show from today's guest. And so just because it's on the blog section of your website doesn't make it content marketing. And I think a lot of us really believe it does, but there's got to be more behind it and a strategy, and there's a bunch of do's and don'ts. But I've got the expert with us, and our guest today is Robert McGuire. Robert has his own agency called the McGuire Editorial Content Marketing Agency, and he helps companies, more B2B companies, create effective content marketing. And they're very focused on creating content that's high quality, authoritative, well-edited, et cetera. So, Robert, I want to thank you for joining us and for joining us today as we talk more about content.
Sure. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I'm really excited to be a part of it. Tell Lisa what you have.
I keep stealing your quotes, but one of my other favorites you have is, think of content marketing as deposits in the karma bank. I loved that.
Thank you.
Talk to me a little bit about it. Where's that come from?
Well, the idea of content marketing is that you're giving away the goods for free, that or put another way, give to get. And so when I was writing that post, I've got this article you're referring to that sort of is a definition of content marketing. I've tried to define it for people who are maybe new to the concept. And, you know, the way I define it is, you know, figure out what people need and then develop a plan around delivering that. And you do it on the principle that if you give away good information, it's going to pay off for you later. So, you know, it kind of reminds me of the karma bank theory, right? But I've talked, since exactly. I put that out there, I realized, you know, it can't be entirely faith-based. You've got to have a plan. I mean, you give on the principle that you're going to get, it's going to return to you later, but that doesn't mean you don't measure. It doesn't mean you don't keep track of how it pays off.
Right. And I often talk about, if you write or give information and address their top of mind problems, they realize, one, as you say, it's a gift to get, that you're not just in it to make a sale. Number two, you are an expert in the area because you're showing them or addressing some of the problems they may have, and they can kind of connect with you. So I like that. But you as an agency come up with a bigger strategy. But before we jump into maybe what we should be writing about, what about some of the things we should not be writing about that we probably do as we regularly post?
Well, you know, when content marketing first started to catch attention, it was kind of in reaction to a response against marketing strategies that it was often characterized as interruption marketing. It was really in your face and advertising and trying to push my message, push my agenda. Let me call you up with a robocall, or let me put out an ad or put an ad on the side of the bus or whatever it was to interrupt what you're doing and tell you how badly I want to give my message to you. And the idea is that's not working anymore, so we need this opposite thing that is really addressing people's needs. What's kind of come around in the meantime is a little bit full circle. You start with giving to get. You start with giving the information that your customer needs, but that doesn't preclude doing those other traditional marketing things. So it would be going too far to say you should not have advertising. You should not have a call to action. You should not have your message or your positioning. But that really needs to be, you need to postpone that impulse as long as possible and make it secondary. So I always say the test of it is, if you write a blog post or a white paper, whatever it is, if you took out your brand name and what you do, would this piece still be intelligible, make sense, and be useful to your reader? And if the answer is yes, you've got content marketing. And if the answer is no, it makes no sense if I take my brand name out, you've got advertising.
Because then it would be too salesy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean you can't have your brand name. It doesn't mean you can't be salesy. You got to think, okay, at some point, I got to ask, you know, if I'm going to give to get, I got to get somewhere in this process.
Right.
At a certain point, I do have to have a call to action and ask them to sign up or buy or whatever it is. But that needs to be an instinct that you postpone as long as possible.
Okay, so let's talk about what I should be writing about. I know you mentioned a few things of taking out my brand name and seeing it's of interest, but what would be some ways for me to consider? How do I come up with topics of what I should be writing about? Because if I'm going to be blogging or writing content, I've got to come up with a lot of content. I mean, how do you do it?
Yeah, well, in a way, it's like, you know, in traditional marketing, it all starts with a really clear understanding of who your audience is, your target customer, and developing good customer personas and really understanding them very well. And when you're trying to understand them, now one of the things you're trying to understand is what information are they looking for, what are their pain points, what are they interested in, what are they struggling with, and you let all of that inspire your editorial agenda, to put that, so to speak. You develop content around what will help them understand the industry that they work in better. I say industry because many of my clients are B2B, so we're often doing B2B marketing. So when they're trying to sell a product or a software service of some kind, it's often in an industry that is undergoing change, for example. So the target customer really needs a lot of education and a lot of hand-holding, a lot of reassurance that they can manage this change. So that's one place you can start with.
And so, you know, in doing it, you also mentioned at the end have a call to action. What would be some great tags or call to actions we could put at the end of an article? Or I'm assuming the end at the end. Can we do it in the middle, or where do you suggest?
My answer, I hate to put it postpone answering, in a way it's always going to be it depends, right?
But you're firm on that.
Yeah, think of it as like a funnel, right? The traditional sales funnel or the customer journey. You want to think of it as a series of micro conversions along the path to sale. And what kind of content makes sense when we're at the awareness stage? And if they're at the awareness stage, what is the next thing I want to ask of them? So if they're at the awareness stage, you know, asking to get married right away is not the best call to action. So it might be asking them to sign up for the email newsletter. So your call to action, it's going to be, you know, are you struggling with this problem? You know, here's the next thing you can do to deal with that problem. And it might be directing them to another piece of content, to your lead magnet, to your ebook. Eventually, they're far enough down the sales funnel that you ask them to get married or to get in touch with one of your account reps. And start a sales conversation.
Now, does this same rule apply when I'm publishing on my website versus trying to get blog content published on other websites?
When you're publishing on some other website, you're probably not going to have a call to action that's really sales and marketing based. In that case, what you're trying to do is raise awareness, and you're trying to get conversations going. So I often reserve like the biggest ideas, the juiciest, meatiest thought leadership kind of content. Use that to publish on other sites where there's a lot more traffic than is on your own site. So industry blogs, for example. And what you want to do there is get people thinking, oh, these guys have interesting ideas. They know what they're talking about. They are really digging into the issues here, and I want to have a conversation with them. So you're probably not going to say, you know, if you're interested in this, sign up for our product or, you know, buy now. That's not good. Guests where you're appearing on some other site are not going to permit that.
So we could say, though, something to the effect like, for more information, check out my blog, or maybe, you know, check out the other articles I wrote?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's often much more subtle than that.
Okay.
It depends on where you're going to appear as a guest. They will have their own rules about what they permit in the way of linking back to your site or calling out your site by name. But in that case, you're kind of going on the faith that if I really deliver something valuable and it's got my name on it and I'm appearing on this platform, they are going to take the trouble to find out who I am. And that's why I reserve, like I say, the juiciest, most original, high-value ideas to put on somebody else's site, on a high-traffic site.
Yep, no, good point. I know I've done it for other sites, and I've had them in the byline or in the tagline, either list my website or my name in such a way that if somebody Googled it, I wanted to make sure that they're going to find me easily.
Yeah. And you want to have a link back to your site.
Good point. Now, we're going to run out of time here today. I do want to invite you to come back because I want to continue the conversation, because content marketing is so important, not just for SEO, finding other people out there, and connecting with the audience. And so, you know, we're going to cover that in another episode upcoming. We're going to run out of time for today. So I want to thank Robert McGuire for joining us today. He's got an agency. I invite you to check out his website. We're going to put up a link on ours. So visit the10minutemarketer.com. Follow the link. I want to thank you for joining us today. Have a cup of coffee and start your day and have an awesome day. I'm David Pollack, the 10-Minute Marketer.